You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio.
Sheriff's Department, how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm over here at Burger King right here in San Clemente.
Mm-hmm.
No, not San Clemente. I'm sorry. I live in San Clemente. I'm in Laguna Niguel, I think. That's where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
I'm at a drive-thru right now.
Uh-huh.
I ordered my food 3 times. They're mopping the floor inside, and I understand they're busy. They're not even busy. Okay, I've been the only car here. I asked them 4 different times to make me a Western barbecue burger. Okay, they keep giving me a hamburger with lettuce, tomato, and cheese, onions. And I said, I'm not leaving.
Uh-huh.
I want a Western burger because I just got my kids from Taekwondo. They're hungry. I'm on my way home, and I live in San Clemente.
Uh-huh.
Okay, she gave me another hamburger. It's wrong. I said, 4 times. I said, I want it. She goes, can you go out and park in front? I said, no. I want my hamburger right. So then the lady came to the manager, whoever she is, she came up and she said, do you want your money back? And I said, no, I want my hamburger. My kids are hungry and I have to jump on the toll freeway. I said, I am not leaving this spot. And I said, I will call the police because I want my Western burger done right. Now, is that so hard?
Okay, what exactly is it you want us to do for you?
I send the officer down here. I want them to make me the right.
Ma'am, we're not going to go down there and enforce your Western bacon cheeseburger.
What am I supposed to do?
This is between you and the manager. We're not going to go enforce how to make a hamburger. That's not a criminal issue. There's nothing criminal.
Do I just sit here?
You need to calmly and rationally speak to the manager and figure out what to do between you.
She did come up and I said, "Can I please have my Western burger?" She said, "I'm not dealing with." She walked away because they're mopping the floor and it's all full of suds and they don't want to run. They don't want to go through there and
ma'am, then I suggest you get your money back and go somewhere else. This is not a criminal issue. We can't go out there and make them make you a cheeseburger the way you want it.
Well, that you're supposed to be here to protect me.
Well, what are we protecting you from? A wrong cheeseburger?
No.
Is this a harmful cheeseburger or something? I don't understand what you want us to do.
Well, just come down here. I'm not leaving.
No, ma'am, I'm not sending the deputies down there over a cheeseburger. You need to go in there and act like an adult and either get your money back and go home.
She is not acting like an adult herself. I'm sitting here in my car. I just want them to make my kids a Western burger.
Ma'am, this is what I suggest. I suggest you get your money back from the manager and you go on your way home.
Okay.
Okay? Bye-bye.
In a world where shitty talk radio proliferates the internet, two people have joined up to save the world.
Save the world.
This morning. With Sam and Andrea, only on LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mornings with Sam and Andrea.
Sam and Andrea.
Exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, another scorcher in Los Angeles, and good morning, and well, I'm not saying good morning to Andrea because she's not in today, but
yeah, I'm listening to that intro going, I am wearing panties, but that's about as close as it gets to being Andrea.
And of course, we've got our own Johnny Dam from the Damage Report.
The Reverend Johnny Dam.
The Reverend Johnny Dam. And go ahead with your amen.
Can I get an amen, everybody?
Amen, everybody.
Which is very, very weird asking a Jewish man to say amen to me.
What?
Would you like some sausage with that?
Well, so Andrea had an audition this morning, so she couldn't make it. But that's fine because we got Johnny here. And we've got a great guest coming in later on. So we're free to talk about sex all morning.
Cool. I want to start off with that phone call that we just played.
Yeah.
You said you think it's a prank. I'm from South Orange County. That wasn't a prank.
No.
There are women that fucking stupid.
They are stupid?
Yeah, they're called soccer mom. Yeah, I just got my kids from Taekwondo. I don't think anybody would prank the sheriff's department to begin with. That's you're taking a chance there.
Yeah.
I mean, you really are. If they were, that was an awesome prank. But it was so believable, especially for that region of Southern California where, you know, she didn't even remember where she was from or where she was going or where she was at. I want my Western bacon. You know, after the first – no, just – no, that was real. People are that stupid.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, what happens is when they get their tits enlarged, they take a piece of the brain out.
or all the other surgeries they go through.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. So you used to live in Orange County,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in San Clemente, actually.
In San Clemente.
Yeah, my ex-wife is still down there. That's Orange County's last line of defense against San Diego.
Yeah. No, but it's beautiful out there,
oh,
right?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, from the station here, it's 60 miles.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's not too bad. I mean, when there's no traffic, it's fine. But
well, okay, if you live in say Nevada, that's not that bad. When you live here in Southern California, where it's one long traffic jam from here to the border, it's bad.
I know, man. It's gotten so bad, you know. But apparently, the papers are saying that people are driving less, you know.
Much less, and which is probably why gas prices are coming down.
Yeah. Are you driving less?
I drove my car 5 times in the last month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
I don't drive that much. I drive only if I have to. Like this morning, I drove to LAX and back.
Yeah, yeah.
I charged my neighbor $80 to do that for me.
And that's a bargain.
$80, yeah. Well, here's the cool part. He doesn't know he's been charged $80 yet. I do a little bit of work for him on the side in the mornings.
Yeah.
I'm padding my hours by 4.
Really? Yeah. Now, there's a way to do it. Yeah. And why not tell him on the radio?
Because right now he's probably hammered and in the air and on the way to New Orleans. He ain't going to remember nothing when he gets back.
I know. So, you know, we mentioned the other day, and people probably saw on our website, that we're going to be giving away radios, Wi-Fi radios.
Yeah, that's an awesome thing.
And we discussed that. So we're going to be giving them on our daily shows, so you're going to get some, and you know, depending how many they send us, and TJ and myself. So we need to come up with some contests. You know, I'm not just going to give them away.
Oh no, it's going to be for the damage report. It's going to be Blow Johnny.
Blow Johnny. That's a good contest.
You have to come down to the station and blow. No, I'm kidding. First of all, we're not
and
telling
that
anybody.
That goes for males too, right?
I just won't look down. No, I don't want anybody coming to the station, especially after the shows we do here. We're in a top secret location, folks.
Yeah. You know that toy you left for me from the other day?
Yeah.
I gave it to Andrea yesterday, and she liked it. She says that she could use one. So I can't wait to ask her how it was. You know, she said she'd report.
I got the rep from Lilo coming in on July 1st. And you were at the Erotica LA show with me.
Of course.
And Lilo was those very classy looking. It's like, is that a dildo or art? I can't tell. But it looks
good on the coffee table. Yeah, they look like they were designed by Apple or something.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they look like
and he's bringing
like
goodies.
This stuff. Yeah. Well, that's good. So the other guy you had the other day here.
Sex Toy Dave.
Yes, he also brought some toys.
Yes.
Did you take anything away from that?
No, just the, I took the same thing that you got.
Right.
And I gave that to my wife, to which she looked at me and she goes, yeah.
You expect me to use that.
Yeah, she goes, let me know when Lilo arrives. Well, no, Dave, Sex Toy Dave is a really cool guy, though. And,
yeah.
He's going to come back on the show. He wants to come back on the show. And he actually wants to talk politics.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
eventually, he'll want his own show, too, probably.
Well, I don't see why not. I mean, he owns sextoys.com.
Sextoy.com.
Right. Yeah, sextoy.com. And he started.
Which is an amazing name.
Yeah.
I bet you he gets a lot of type ins on that.
He said 30% of his business is just from type in.
Really?
Just from type in alone. Yeah. He's been in business since 1995 when the internet just started, after Al Gore invented it.
Or George Bush, for that matter.
And he's doing. As a matter of fact, I've signed up the Damage Report to be an affiliate for Sextoy.
Cool.
I'm going to do some drop shipping off of eBay. And I'm gonna put the banner on the both the damagereport.tv and on my show page here.
Cool. All right, well, guys, you have to buy from Johnny now because he's offering a lot of toys. Are you offering everything they have on their site, pretty much?
Well, you'll just click on the banner; it'll go right to their site.
Oh, you're gonna have a banner.
Yeah, anything you purchase, I get a cut.
Oh, okay. Well, let's help out Johnny, and that's on the on johnnydam.com?
No, actually, it'll be johnnydam.com, thedamagereport.tv, and on my show page. It'll all go up this weekend.
Oh, okay, cool. So, special deals for for LA Talk Radio.
Every time your woman gets off, she'll be thinking of me.
There you go. So that was what they call a vibrating bullet. And it looked like an elongated egg or something. Egg. I don't know. And I guess you insert it. So I think some women are not comfortable with inserting toys.
I asked if you insert it, and he said no. Most women just have it like kind of sit around the outside. But it looks like something. It looks like a friggin' suppository.
It does.
I mean, you could put a balloon of heroin in there and fly across the country. I don't know. My wife isn't one for having things inside,
right,
unless it's me.
Right. Yeah. Most women, I think, are like that. You know,
yes.
I think they feel weird sticking things in there. Although we don't know, you know, when they're behind closed doors, man, who knows what they stick in there.
That's what nanny cams are for.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Is it a teddy bear or a watching device? Who knows?
I know. Those are good, though, huh? I mean, there's no privacy anywhere where you go, you know? You got to be careful, man.
No. The only place I know that there aren't cameras is in the restroom. Yeah. And so if there is some sicko that put a camera in the restroom, he's a bigger freak than I am. Whatever I'm doing, I feel okay with.
That's
really
true. That's a good way to think about it. Yeah, but it's going to be documented on video, so you got to be careful.
Hey, you know, if a video comes out of me masturbating, I'll step up and go, yeah, I masturbate.
That's
don't
me.
You? Now, if it comes up, you know, with me and a chihuahua in the bathroom stall, okay.
You'd be worried.
I'm going to have a much narrower demographic at that point.
Oh, man. Do you guys have a dog?
No, my ex-wife has the two dogs, and we just have two black cats.
Oh, you have cats?
Yes.
Cat people.
Well, I like dogs. I love dogs.
Yeah.
Just we're in an apartment, and it's really not fair. You know,
yeah.
If you don't have a yard, don't have a dog.
Yeah.
You know, and people have these little chihuahuas.
Yeah, unless you have a chihuahua, you know.
Well, they treat them like they're not dogs. It's still a canine.
Yeah.
It still does things dogs do. It wants to run. It wants to jump. It wants to, you know, sniff.
Yeah,
it's not a toy. It's not an accessory. Put it down. Let it fucking walk.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely. I mean, but they have more room to run around in the house and stuff, you know. So that's good. My kids have a chihuahua, and we used to have one a long time ago when I was married, and but I still took them out. You know, I still took them out. But these guys, these chihuahuas are hard to control. You know. But they're amazingly cute, that's for sure.
And tasty.
Have you had one for lunch?
I think that's what was in that burrito I was eating earlier this morning. I'm not sure.
Is that what it
tasted
like?
Well, it was called
like
the Everything Burrito, and I'm pretty sure they put everything in it.
Now, do you think it's true that they eat dogs in China?
Not China. I'm not sure. I do know that there's an old part of the culture, of the Asian culture. I'm just going to say Asian because I'm not sure if it's Korean, South Korean, Chinese,
right.
Taiwanese. Come on. You guys all look alike to me. Trust me.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still practice. I got to believe with the food shortages that are coming up, dogs are going to be in high demand.
I think they eat just about anything in China, at least. I think I read about it some time
babies.
Ago. But, oh, man, you're getting bad.
Soylent Green, people. Soylent Green.
You should have stayed at home this morning, man. You're mean.
You invited me.
And thank you for coming along. I always love to have you here.
I think like people in India look at us like we're freaks for eating cows. And,
yeah,
you know, and I look at them like, dude, you got beef on your front lawn.
I know. That's what religion does to people, you know. I mean, they're just fucking crazy, you know. But and then they probably eat dogs and shit over there, you know. It's like, don't touch a cow, but you can eat your horse. It's just fine.
You know? Never eat anything that you bet on.
Yeah. Yeah, so we need to think up, like, contests and stuff for the to give away the radios, you know. And I'm trying to think, like, I want to do something like where it's really embarrassing for the listener.
Oh, but if you want to win this thing, you got to fucking earn it.
Yeah, you know, you got to earn it. It's $250 a piece, man.
Yeah, no, this is a great device, actually.
Yeah.
It's Wi-Fi. It picks up all the internet streaming.
Right.
For audio.
Yeah, you have to have a wireless connection at home or wherever it is you're going.
God, but it's everywhere now.
Yeah, exactly. And you know that many big cities are now putting Wi-Fi everywhere. They want to make it like cell phones. Can you imagine that? I mean, that is like amazing.
My fillings get Yahoo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all over the place.
Yeah, I know. So I don't know. I've been wrecking my brain trying to figure out contests and stuff. So we'll have to come up with that because the radios are coming soon, you know.
I'm looking forward to this because I am going to put my listeners through hell to get one of these things. Through hell. Family members will not make eye contact at reunions when they win this radio. But it'll be worth it because it's a great radio. And let's face it, screw family.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. And I'm excited because we get to give away things, you know. And we've only been on the air for, what, 4 months now?
Four and a half months. And we're pre-programmed into their the streaming.
I just got a confirmation that we're pre-programmed in there.
Sweet.
So that'll be nice.
Folks, LA Talk Radio is the one to listen
is
to.
The
Keep
one.
An eye on us.
Yeah, and we want to thank Com1, who is the company that makes them. They're a French company. And
really?
Yeah.
That's why they're white. That's why the radios are white. What should we do? Make it the same color as a flag.
Yeah. In fact, they make them in black as well, but I didn't see any. Hopefully, they'll send us some black ones too. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing because, you know, traditionally, I'm not crazy about the French. You know, they've not been good to us. And but, you know, I mean, it's nice to see Europeans are coming out with some innovative stuff.
Well, the French always go, well, we gave you the Statue of Liberty. Yeah, well, you have one too. Okay?
Yeah.
You just gave us the extra one. You basically re-gifted us a statue.
Really? Are you saying they have one just like it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's another one over in France.
Really?
Yeah.
Not in Paris, though.
I'm not sure exactly where, but it was actually mentioned and shown in the movie Book of Treasures.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, with Nicolas Cage, the second National Secret.
You mean
film.
National Treasure.
National Treasure, Book of Secrets, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen the
second one.
I've been
drinking, it's been a long day. But yeah, they actually talk about that. They actually show it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I never knew that.
There are two.
The same size and everything?
I'm not sure it's the same size, but you know, it's like, what do we do with this extra statue?
Yeah.
Okay, give it to the Americans.
Yeah.
So how do we get back? We give them Jerry Lewis and cigarettes.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is with the French and not like in America. You know, I think they look at us as sort of like competing with them because, you know, they had the revolution first and they came up with democracy and, you know, early democracy and all this. And I think they feel we're like stealing their thunder.
You know? They don't like us because we bathe.
Because we bathe.
We bathe.
And we shave our armpits.
Yes. I have been to Charles de Gaulle Airport.
Right.
Just transferring from Saudi Arabia to coming home from entertaining the troops.
Right.
And we did a layover in de Gaulle as we got our other flight. They smell. I'm sorry. B.O. everywhere.
Really?
Now, when I was in Saudi,
yeah,
couldn't smell a thing.
Really?
Get to Paris? Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah. But maybe that's why they made him French.
I think so. I really do. I think there's some underlying, because if you watch those cartoons nowadays that we grew up on, he's like, oh my God, look at all these adult references.
Yeah. Oh yeah, quite a bit.
Pee-wee's Playhouse was not for children.
No, huh? Remember that show? Man, that was weird.
When Jambi the Genie, just the floating head in the box, got a pair of hands delivered to him, he goes, oh, there's something I've been wanting to do for a long time. And next thing you know, Paul Rubens gets arrested for doing it in the theater.
Yeah. Whatever happened to him? You don't see him anymore.
He does. He acts as Paul Rubens. He doesn't do the Pee Wee character anymore.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Does he do stand up? Do you ever see him in the clubs?
I don't know if he does or not. I never see him in the clubs I'm at, but I do know. I keep seeing him in films doing small roles. But he's, you know, people go, oh, that's Paul Rubens. He's still known.
Yeah,
he's still well known and he's still liked in the industry.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, he got caught doing something in a theater that you go to that type of theater to do anyway.
Yeah,
it's just stupid.
Yeah, that was just a bad timing. You know, I mean, because today who goes to porno theaters? You know, so he wouldn't have been caught. You know, but back then, when was it? Like in the 80s or something?
Yes, it was the 80s.
You know, he was sitting there in a fucking adult movie theater and jerking off.
Yeah. Him and everybody else in the adult movie theater.
Probably. I mean, just think how gross, man. What the fuck, you know?
Yeah, if you drop something on the floor, it stays there.
Yeah. I've never been to one, and no desire. No desire to go. Do they still have those theaters?
No, I don't. I can't see them staying in business because, first of all, I've never seen an entire porno movie beginning to end. I never have. Now, actually, no, there is one on Santa Monica. It's called Studs.
Uh-huh.
And it shows nothing but gay films.
Oh, okay.
And it's
yeah, but for them it makes sense because they pick each other up in the movie theater.
Yeah, you know? I guess. Yeah, I drive by and you see guys when they're getting ready to walk and they look both ways like they're about ready to tell a racial joke. and then they stick. Then I watched this guy. You have to stick your money in this little machine and it dispenses the token.
Yeah.
Then you have to put the token in the door and the door opens up and then you go inside. The door slams shut behind you, and that's all I know of the place.
Really? Wow. And you can go more than one person in there, I guess, huh?
Well, it's a big, it's a movie theater.
Oh, you're talking about the movie theater. Okay, so you're sticking. I thought you were talking about booths or something.
No,
you
no,
know,
no.
With like
no.
doors closing and shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, no, no. Well, I mean, all the bookstores have booths.
Yeah.
You know, I have a computer.
Yeah.
I just close my window.
You know.
Watch 3 minutes of stuff and then move
and that's
on.
That's it. You move on. Yeah. Well, at least you go through the effort of closing the windows.
Well, yeah, I don't want to, you know, my neighbors.
Don't want to offend anybody.
No, I don't care about offending him. I just don't want him filming and making money off of me. Look, he's masturbating, doing porn. Yeah, so am I.
Yeah.
So are you. We all do it.
I know. It's amazing because so many people masturbate, obviously, but you don't see people
every
releasing.
Every single one of us. Yeah.
But you don't see people releasing videos of that, you know?
Well, they do, but those are exhibitionists.
Yeah, not real ones, you know? Not real ones. But if you remember at the show, I went through the stuff we picked up at Erotica LA, and they have something called Masturbation Planet. And those have movies only of women masturbating. And that sounds pretty titillating, you know? I mean, but, you know, you have to wonder how real it is, you know?
Well, I've engaged in mutual masturbation with a partner before.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
By partner, I mean opposite sex people.
Okay.
No circle jerk going on here.
It wasn't going on in prison or anything.
No, no. And it's actually a very, very intimate moment, you know, to watch each other please themselves.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
It is. I couldn't do it, though. I couldn't.
You couldn't do that?
No, I'm too self-conscious about it.
I find that hard to believe because every time I have a female on the show, you call and say you didn't describe her, which is not what my show is about. But
yeah, but what does that have to do with anything?
Well, because you seem like a very sexually...
Very. I'm very, very sexually...
You know, active person.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got a libido that's...
Yeah, I do. But the thing is that I also have a lot of inhibitions as well, you know. And, like, if I meet a girl... Okay, for the first couple times or so, if I have sex with her, I can't get off, you know, because I'm just too self-conscious of it, you know, like leaving some liquid on her and making a deposit, you know.
Well, I mean, so, you don't want to call saying I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
So.
No, but that's not it. It's just that I feel vulnerable during that moment, you know, and I guess in the beginning, I'm not comfortable feeling vulnerable with someone.
Wow.
Yeah. But wait a minute, that's not so outrageous. You can't even get it up with a new chick.
No, I can't.
If you're not in a relationship.
I can't. Unless I'm emotionally connected to this person,
right.
I can't do it.
Yeah,
so
why do you think I'm so fucking weird? I mean,
it's
less weird.
Well, I think, you know, if anybody's different from me, they're weird. I'm a typical American. I'm a typical Japanese scare me. Why they look different?
Yeah.
No, I am that way. I can't, and I'm proud of that. You know, I can't have a one night stand. And my wife knows this for a fact that I can never do a one-night stand because when we first were together, mm-hmm. I wasn't quite ready yet for her. And she said, well, let's go. I was like, I can't. I can't. A week later,
ready.
Four times.
You're right there.
Johnny Quattro.
Wow.
One day. That's what she called me. She called me Johnny Quattro.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a tough act to follow, which I have not done yet.
Yeah.
I know. Like setting your own bar too high.
Yeah. I like one night stands. I don't get to do them anymore, but I used to like them. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I can't fathom that. I don't know why, but I can't. Maybe I got part chick in my head. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's your feminine side. I mean, I don't think it's weird. You know, I don't think it's weird. It's unusual, but it's not weird. Whatever the difference is between those terms, but I respect that. You know, I mean, yeah. That's the way you were brought up, maybe. That's the way, you know. I don't know. Did you have any trauma when you were a child?
I was attacked by a dildo as a small kid.
I can see that.
No, I didn't have any really sexual, you know, trauma or anything.
Or anything.
I wasn't touched by an uncle or a priest or anything like that. I know.
Were you ever, like, dissed by chicks maybe for trying too early or something?
No? No. I was always kind of shy as a kid. I mean, I was a smart ass, but I was, when it came to women, I mean, a lot of my high school friends go, wow, you've been married four times? We couldn't get you to date when you were in high school.
Really?
Yeah, I never had like a girlfriend in school.
Yeah.
I never did. I never went, I had one or two, but you know, nothing like, like, you know, you hear about high school sweethearts and stuff like that. No.
Yeah. You know what I remember is that when I was, I think it was fifth grade, I guess my friends and everybody my age in the school decided that we're going to fix each other up with girls and stuff, right? And,
in the fifth
and
grade?
Create, yeah, and create like couples and stuff. So one day I'm showing up and here's your girlfriend, you know? And yeah, she turned out to be pretty cool, actually. She lived across the street from me. We lived in like multifamily buildings, and I could see straight into her apartment, or you know, whatever, condo, whatever you want to call it. And so, you know, it sort of, but it was weird, you know. But then at the same time, you felt like, hey, I have a girlfriend, you know, what the hell, you know. And you didn't have to go through all the trouble of courting her.
Yeah, but then it comes, you know, now I got to buy this woman gifts. And
no, not at that age.
I'm really not sure if she's into me.
Not that age. I mean, that's the age when we were slow dancing, you know, about 3 feet apart from each other. I don't know if you've ever been through that. But,
no, when I slow danced, we held each other.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How old were you at that time?
I was seventh grade.
Seventh grade?
Yeah, I didn't go to dances until I was in the seventh grade.
Really?
Yeah, junior high.
And you were like just against each other when you were slow dancing?
Well, I mean, we weren't grinding.
No,
I mean,
not grinding.
I mean, I didn't even know what to do with a hard-on until my summer between seventh and eighth grade, and I finally rubbed one out when I was visiting some relatives in Minnesota, and I thought, wow, why didn't I know this a year ago?
Yeah, well, I discovered masturbation pretty early, I would say. Yeah, very early. I don't know how the fuck it happened, but it did. So, yeah, so that's why I'm sexually frustrated.
Now, I will say this. I was the only, growing up, especially during puberty, I was the only male in my household. Mm. My mom, my two sisters, and me, and I was the middle child.
Oh.
So, I mean, I'm already fucked up out of the gate to begin with.
Yeah, and... And there was nobody there to teach you. Or
well, there was. I mean, I didn't. I never had any talk.
Yeah.
There was no sex talk. I don't even know if people do that anymore.
No, especially not about masturbation and shit. You know, I mean, people are like really private about that. I am. I never admit to my wife that I do, and I don't tell her when. Yeah. I mean, I'm nervous about that.
My wife
shit.
And I are open about that. It's like, she came in one day from the set, and it's like, you just caught me cleaning up. And then, you know, like I'll go take a shower, and she'll go make it a short shower, meaning I'm having sex after the shower.
Really?
And if she doesn't say make it a short shower, then I know I've got time in the shower to waste a little bit of water and a lot of soap.
Yeah. Have you ever been caught with your dick in your hands?
Yes.
Really?
By my sister.
Oh man, that's usually how it happens. I got caught by my brother once.
My sister goes, "What are you doing?" And without missing a beat, I said, "Thinking of you." We still don't talk.
Really?
Oh, I wanted. She was so easy to mess with her head. She's a nut job, and I knew that, you know, I got to say something, and I was always a smart ass. It was my defense mechanism. And what are you doing? Thinking of you.
Thinking How old of, was that?
This was this. I was early in my masturbation career, eighth grade.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I had friends that said they masturbated with other friends. You know, two guys in a room doing it just because they were not experimenting with each other. But it's like. Huh? What?
Yeah.
Really? Really? And then, you know, later on you see him walking in a parade. Oh, that's it.
Yeah. Have nice you ever rainbow. Looked yourself in the mirror when you masturbate?
No, I do not want to see what I look like.
Yeah, I know, because sometimes I just catch a glance, and I'm thinking, you're a fucking grown man. It just doesn't look right. It doesn't fucking look right.
I never want to see what my cum face looks like. I do not want to see what I look like when, you know, the big body sneeze comes. Because that's what it feels like to me. You know, when you sneeze, your body goes, ooh.
Yeah.
That's why I keep doing it, is because that feeling. That, you know, when you come, it's like, everything. My teeth tickle. This is great. And then it's the shame-filled 10 minutes afterwards.
It is. I mean, I try to get it over with quickly, you know. Don't let me even think about it anymore.
And if I'm slightly tired, I can't because I'll fall asleep right afterwards and wake up and my penis is stuck to my belly.
let me have a cigarette, after sex cigarette with my dick.
Oh, man. And that's why I hate the Japanese.
Yeah.
Actually, I love the Japanese. Now, I don't have a... Do you have an Asian fetish? I mean, do Asian women turn you on?
They do, but they do sexually. But I feel so distant from them and so they're like a different breed altogether when I see them. Because, first of all, they will never look you in the eye, or, you know, many of them won't. And they just kind of strange. I don't know that I can find a common language with them, you know?
I've never had the Asian fever.
No?
No. They're attractive. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
They're too reserved for me.
Really? Yeah.
I need someone that is going to laugh with me.
Yeah.
If there's no laughter, especially after I drop my pants,
yeah,
forget it. Now, I want someone that's, I mean, they're so quiet and reserved.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, I'm sure if I had sex with one, I'd probably be really disappointed, you know. I mean, who knows how active they
you
are.
You both might be.
Yeah. Yeah, but of course, I think we're making generalizations, you know. But I think we're also talking not about ones that grew up here who have our culture and way of thinking, but more like ones that were born in Asia, you know.
The purebreds.
Yes, the purebreds. You know, that's kind of like hard for me to communicate with them. I feel like they're so remote from where I've come from, you know, that it's just, you know, I don't know.
Now, I met one yesterday. I was doing some work at the mall, and she was trying to carry this big case of water, and you know they're tiny people.
Yeah,
and she just wasn't. It was bottles about this size, like the liter bottles, whatever. I went over and helped her carry it into her nail salon at the mall. And then she turned to me, saying, "You want a free pedicure or a manicure?" No. Matter of fact, conversation over. She was very attractive, attractive, smoking a cigarette, which turns me off entirely.
Yeah,
but it was just like. This when they are that friendly, it's like this. I'm not used to that.
Yeah,
and it's like no. It's like Rosie O'Donnell offering me sex. Yeah. No.
Now talking about Rosie, do you remember the days when she had a TV show on VH1 from the Ice House?
Yes, it was Comedy Spotlight. VH1 Stand Up Comedy Spotlight.
That's right.
Bobby Collins used to host it before she did.
Oh, before she did? Because
yeah.
I know he appeared on the show when she was hosting it. And, man, that's why I got to know him. And I think he's one of the funniest guys.
I got to work with him in Reno.
Really?
At the Pepper Mill, yeah.
Wow.
Pepper Tree?
He's a really funny guy.
Oh, I love his stuff.
You know?
I love his stuff.
Does he perform around town sometimes?
I haven't seen his name in eons.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I'm sure he's still performing somewhere. Maybe he's doing, you know, the Vegas or, you know, Branson, because he's clean. He's a clean comic.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, you got to be clean to do Branson.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're big on Jewish people down there. We are talking about the negative IQ part of the country, which is about to get flooded again because all the water from Iowa is moving down.
Yeah.
But no, he's a really great guy. Matter of fact, I will be at the Ice House.
Yeah.
Friday, June 27th at 10:30 show, doing a 45-minute set. We're taping a CD and a DVD.
Really?
Yes.
In the big room?
In the big room, in the
main
room.
Wow, Johnny.
Yeah, the Reverend Johnny Dam.
You got to fucking remind me, man. I got to go.
Trust me.
I love the Ice House.
Everybody. It's a magic room.
It really is, you know, and they've got the best comedians there. They really do.
It's a magic room.
That's in Pasadena.
Yes. 24 North Mentor.
Mentor.
Yeah, off of 210 and Lake.
Right, but you get off on what street?
Lake.
On Lake, right?
Yes.
Yeah, from the 210?
Yes, and then head down the hill.
Right.
Not up the hill.
Yeah, a great place, and many great comedians started there,
Letterman,
right?
Used to be the house MC.
Really?
Yes.
Letterman and Leno and who knows who else. They got the pictures on the walls outside.
Yes, it is one of the finest independent comedy clubs, non-franchised. You know, there's not another Ice House anywhere in the world.
Right.
It's just a fantastic place.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's why it was funny, because at the time when Rosie hosted the show, nobody really knew of her, you know. And then I remember when I was out of the country, I think in 96, 97, suddenly I'm hearing she's got her own show and she's become like the biggest deal and everything. And I'm going, shit, you know, she was like a nobody, you know, and suddenly she became this big thing. But and she was funny as a stand-up, you know, but I don't find her very funny
today. I do not like the Rosie out there now.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, she's just not for me. I respect and admire her.
Yeah.
She speaks her mind, which is something I do. And, you know, I love the First Amendment. And
right.
I just think that it's just not for me. I mean, just like I know 90% of the population look at me going, oh, yeah, but we're not in the Johnny Dam a whole lot. But I do wear panties, folks. I do wear panties.
You do wear panties.
Are you actually as hot as it is today? You're lucky I wore pants.
Yeah, there you go, man. It was scorching yesterday. 114 degrees in the valley.
Yes.
I thought I was like, I mean, you know, and you just feel like totally, what's the word? Lethargic. That's the word I was looking for. You know, it's like I feel like I can't fucking move. You know, and makes you tired and stuff. Do you like heat?
I don't
like
mind
extreme heat.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like extreme heat. I'm one that can handle weather regardless.
Yeah,
really. I don't like wet. I love rainy days. Yes. I just don't want to be in it. I'm not a snow person though.
No.
I've seen weather maps. I live here on purpose. I don't want to drive in it. I don't want to play in it.
Yeah.
I don't even want to see pictures of it. If you're shooting a film that has snow in it, I'm probably not going to go see it. I have an aversion to white.
Really?
I don't like snow. I was forced to ski as a child.
Yeah.
At the age of 5, I was forced to go ski.
Oh, wow.
And
now, there's a trauma for you.
Yeah, okay. That would be a traumatic experience. And by the time I was 15, I finally said, you know, I know I get a day off of school to go do this, but I'd rather do cafeteria work. Thank you. I don't like skiing.
Yeah. Wow.
But the heat doesn't bother me. I mean, when it gets really bad, it does. But, you know, I've got an AC unit at the house.
Yeah.
We got a brand new one this week, and our big cat hisses at it.
Really?
Well, because it has a remote control, so every time he gets near it, I push the button. I mess with him.
You're so fucking mean.
Well, he's the big cat, Marcel. He's like 25 pounds and amorphic in shape. He has no shape whatsoever.
Really?
He's what they call man-coon. He's part raccoon.
Really?
Yeah, and he drinks water with his paw.
A cat that's part raccoon?
It's called man-coon or man-coon, something like that.
Really?
He's got like the little hump in the back like raccoons do.
Oh, really? So he does have some raccoon features.
Yeah, and he walks like a raccoon, and he drinks water with his paw and stuff. He's very...
Wow.
He's a retard is what he is.
Yeah.
My wife adores this cat. That's her baby.
Yeah.
And he's always got this constant look of, I'm surprised I'm here.
All right, well, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back right after this.
The phone lines are open on Mornings with Sam and Andrea. Call 818-602-4498 to get on the air. Call now. It's LA Talk Radio.
Baby, I know sometimes I walk way too fast.
You're listening to the Internet's biggest pervert.
Internet's biggest pervert.
And his new co-host toy. It's Mornings with Sam and Andrea.
Sam and Andrea.
Exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
And indeed, I have a hot piece of ass here, Mr. Johnny Dam.
Hi. Or more like, hello. That's my she-male voice.
Yeah. Well, I got to be honest with you. You're not as fun to look at as Andrea, but that's fine. You make up for it in other ways.
Yeah, I make up for it with wit. Yeah, I am not a pretty man, people. I am not a pretty man.
Why?
At all.
I mean, you're very handsome, I think.
Because I know who I am. I know me. That's why. Because, you can meet a plain-looking lady or even a somewhat homely-looking lady, right. and then you realize she's got this personality that just is just wow. And then it's like, that's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And then you meet this really gorgeous-looking woman, and she opens her mouth, and you go, God, what a cunt.
You're right. It does happen quite a bit.
And you know, all of a sudden they become ugly real quick.
Yeah.
When you're younger, you don't think that way. But
no, but I think those girls learn it from an early age, you know, because it's simply because it's supply and demand, you know. When you're very beautiful, beautiful, everybody wants you, and then they just have to line up for you. So you start being stuck up, you know. I think I would be. I think I would be if I was a chick and everybody wanted to be with me. Yeah.
If I was a woman, I'd probably be a mess. I would probably be I would be such a mess. Yeah. I really would. First of all, if I was a woman with this face, I'd be lonely. I would be there's no personality that's going to make up for that. I got lucky with my wife.
Yeah.
My wife is stunningly gorgeous and has a personality to boot. That's a rare combination.
Yeah.
She's going to wake up one of these days and go, why am I with this troll?
Yeah. But hopefully you'll be old by then and she won't be able to find a little
place. I'm already old.
I know. But, you know, I mean, I think for our age, we seem pretty young. You know, we act young and shit. You know?
That's what it is. Now, if you were to dye your hair black,
yeah,
you would look 20 years younger.
Really?
You're
I know.
Really would, yeah.
I know. And I've been wanting to do it, but everybody tells me, don't do it. Don't do it. You know?
Don't listen to everybody. Listen to you.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like you have to take care of it a lot. And
every 6 weeks. Matter of fact.
Oh, 6 weeks is all?
I'm buying a box of it on the way home today.
Really?
Yeah, because if I take off my pants, it's an Eskimo standing in half an igloo. It ain't the head hair that only goes gray, people.
Yeah. So you dye your hair?
Yes, I do.
Really? Well, now, you see, you have light hair. So it doesn't stand out as much, you know. But when people really do it like a dark black or dark brown, it looks like it's dyed.
Well, not only that. If you have black hair and it goes gray, you have salt and pepper. That looks distinguished. When you have brown hair and it goes gray, you look like crap.
Really?
Your head looks like a nicotine stain.
That's true. That's true, yeah.
So it's and first, you know, I'm on stage all the time. I talk like a younger person than my than my years. I'm on the television show, the Damage Report as well. I have to look decent. You know, it's only vanity I really indulge in.
Yeah, I'm thinking of actually dyeing my hair blonde. What do you think of that? Like spiky blonde.
If you were to do the highlight type thing with your eyebrows, forget it. Forget it.
No eyebrows involved, you know.
I'm just saying, looking at your eyebrows and look at the hair, it's like, oh, that's wrong.
No, it's wrong. That is wrong. It won't look good.
No.
Well, but a lot of guys do it, you know. I just thought
they're
I'm
called
wondering,
gay.
but I'm just wondering to see what I would look like, you know.
Get a washout if you're going to do that. Get a wash, because otherwise it's 6 to 8 weeks before that stuff comes out.
Really? And now, but highlights might be a good idea, right? If I do some highlights and shit.
Well, to be honest, you got that salt and pepper. You look very distinguished.
I do.
You really, yeah. You Thank do. You. You, I mean, yes. I wish if I had darker hair, I'd let the gray stay.
Really? But I just I sometimes feel older. You know, I really do. You know,
and, quit smoking.
No, that has nothing to do with it, man. It has nothing to fucking do with
you
it.
You don't
okay?
think so?
No. Because, I mean, I feel young, you know. I just think that I'm starting to look a little older. And but you know what? I try not to get caught up in the age thing and stuff, you know, because I think it's really ridiculous when women start to lie about their age and shit. You know, it's like...
It's a mental thing.
Yeah. You know, I mean, what's the point? Or they'll never tell you their age. I mean, what's so shameful about how old you are? You know, that's what I don't get. You
Every
know?
Time a woman refuses to tell me her age, I cut her in half and count the rings.
Yeah. Like in a tree.
Yeah, so ladies, if you see me coming and I say, how old are you? Prepare to get cut in half if you ain't going to tell me the truth. Meryl did that.
Yeah?
Meryl, my first co-host.
Yeah, she wouldn't tell you how old she was?
No, well, no, she kept telling me she was 27.
Yeah.
She was 37.
Yeah. She looked in her 30s. Yeah. How'd you find out?
Downstairs, she had to show her ID.
Oh yeah,
and the guy slid them both the IDs to me,
uh-huh.
And so I put mine in my wallet. I looked at hers as I handed it to her. And,
wow. 27, my ass.
Yeah,
but that's just the thing, you know. I mean, I think you'd be proud to have been through a lot and shit like this, and been wiser at a later age, and yet, you know, women are so uncomfortable with that. Where did that start? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
My wife's uncomfortable with being 40, but she's a lot better with it now.
Yeah?
And, I said how old my wife is. Deal with the people.
Yeah.
I think when they're single, it's really important.
Yeah.
It's you know, they guard that, you know, that's like the one secret that they'll take to their grave.
Yeah.
Because they want to get a man. You know, they want to land a guy, and maybe the guy's thinking, oh, they're too old.
You think that's what it is? It could be. That makes sense.
Well, the two guys I had from Meltdown in here the other day, Jeff and Ben. Jeff, he's 22. He works at a store, and there's a very attractive older black lady that works in that store,
mm-hmm.
And she's very cool, and she's attractive, and she's about my age, maybe a little bit younger, maybe a little bit older. She right. hits on him from time to time. He goes, I don't want any of that. You know, I said, dude, you have no idea what you're going to learn. You're 22. Yeah. You don't know shit right now. The only thing you know how to do is please yourself. Trust me. You spend a couple evenings with this lady, you're going to walk away a worldly man.
Yeah. And how old did she seem to you?
To me, she seems, I'm going to say mid to late 40s.
Oh.
Very cool person.
That's double his fucking age, Johnny.
Yeah, but what's that got to do? When you're 22, come on.
Yeah. I mean, just for sex,
he's
yeah.
also not an attractive man. Just he should take sex. What he did. But no, yeah, but I mean, when you're younger, I mean, you had an older lady.
Yes.
Okay. Did you not learn things?
Yes.
Okay.
I did. Yeah. I was 20 years old. She was 25. And I did learn quite a bit.
For
yeah.
any other reason, you know, for no other reason but that.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead. Have some fun. And
although I was always the teacher in relationships, though.
Even with the older ladies?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, I used to read like erotic books when I was 6 years old, you know? I mean, I learned a lot of shit, you know? I mean,
sounds like child services should have stepped in.
There you go. I mean, if there were any willing women when I was a kid, I would have done them. Fuck yeah. Are you kidding?
I can see you as a 6 year old. Take it, baby. Take it. Take it. Oh, can I have some punch? How do you like my Kool Aid mustache, honey?
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the joke about the elephant and the monkey and the, what was it? The elephant and the rabbit.
Yes.
Yeah, I did tell you that.
Well, I know that
yeah,
one.
But, yeah.
Because the elephant sees a master screen and the rabbit's going, take it, baby, take it.
No, actually, no. That's a different one.
Okay.
There was this rabbit fucking an elephant, a female elephant. And up on the tree, there was a mischievous monkey and he threw a coconut at the elephant. So the elephant goes, ow. And the rabbit goes, if it hurts, I'll pull out a little.
Fucking monkeys.
Oh, man. So what's going on in the news? Is there anything?
Well,
that,
levees are breaking all the way down the Mississippi River. St. Louis, Missouri is going to get flooded now because of the rain in Iowa. Our crops are getting just nailed heavily.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm seeing the National Guard step up to the plate there and do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Where were they when Katrina hit?
Yeah. Exactly. So do you think this is not the proportions of Katrina, huh, as far as the damage and shit?
You know, I have to say yes, it is. Because when Katrina hit, it just damaged the town. It didn't damage crops. Crops are gone. Soy, corn, everything is gone. And we're losing more crops all the way down.
Wow.
Because all these levees are breaking. And the National Guard's out there trying to sandbag and raise the levees so, you know, the cresting point doesn't become an overflow point. I don't think that – I think long-term as well it's going to be more cataclysmic than Katrina ever was.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Cause, well, you got to remember what happened with Katrina, and a lot of people are going to get pissed when I say this, and I really don't give a shit. There was a lot of shiftless people in that part of the country. You know, just you know, trying to escape by and whatever they can. You know, they're the ones that are trying to evict out of the FEMA trailers now after 3 years. Get your shit together.
Yeah.
It was a different area versus Iowa, where people work hard, they work the land, they, you know, they're farmers. This is their living,
right?
And I think that they're being taken care of better than the people in the South were. And it's not fair, you know. Regardless of what I think of the people in the South, it's our government's job to step up the plate for every citizen.
Yeah, but maybe it's because they learned a lesson from Katrina, you know. So maybe now, you know, they're treating it a little better.
The lesson we learned: don't vote in a Republican. That's the lesson we learned.
Yeah. No, we're going to be in deep shit if the Republicans take over again the White House. You know,
well, they need a little break. That happening. There's a good chance of that happening.
Yeah, but you know what? I really don't think so. I mean, well, I guess based on the candidates, I think, you know, I think the Democrats are way on top. But I think this country is still very conservative. You know, and you have the religious right and all these businesses and shit, you know, and the rich people, and they will do anything to put a Republican there again.
Well, you know? There are segments of this country that are just for no other reason but I ain't voting for no black man.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to happen. You're right.
This is the only time you hear me say this. Mm-hmm. The Electoral College is a good thing for those people. But, like I said, 24 states do not require the Electoral College to vote the popular vote for that state. And there's a movie coming out called
Are You Saying That Some States Do Have to Vote according to the popular vote?
Yeah.
Really?
By state law, yes. I have a list of them. I'm going to be using them on my show later on this week. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm waiting for the movie Swing Vote to come out so I can really nail it. Because Swing Vote is a new movie with Kevin Costner.
Oh.
And apparently he's never voted before. His daughter signs him up to register, you know, to vote. Uh-huh. On voting day, she makes sure he goes down to vote. It's a presidential election. The machine breaks on his vote.
Really?
So his vote never got recorded.
Uh-huh.
And here's how lame this whole movie is. They come to him and they say, yeah, apparently there was a problem with the machines and your vote wasn't recorded. Okay, it's a secret ballot. How the hell do they know it was his vote to begin with?
Right.
Two, it's not going to come down to one man's vote. The Electoral College will take care of that.
Yeah.
So now both candidates have to come and woo him. And it's Dennis Hopper and Kelsey Grammer.
Oh,
and
right.
So they both have, you know, they both have to woo him to choose him, one or the other. So the whole country's waiting for him, this one person, to decide who's going to become president. And this is coming out just before the election, and I call it Operation Shiny Object.
Why is that?
Because they're just trying to, you know, they're trying to make everybody believe that their vote actually counts for the president, and it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't count.
It really doesn't. And but you know, I mean, still with the popular vote, sometimes I guess it does help. But this movie is so out there. So they're saying that the whole election depends on one vote.
Yeah.
It's like they're dead heat, and then this one guy is going
to
break the tie.
And how they knew it was his vote to begin with is just insane.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be a secret ballot.
Yeah.
You know, my name's never on any ballot I ever cast.
Yeah.
Except the ones where I write my own name in.
Yeah, and how would he know the machine broke anyway?
Yeah, well, he doesn't know. They know.
Oh, they know.
Yeah,
okay.
It's weird. It's weird. I don't know. Maybe they explain that one away. Like, he comes up, the machine broke, and they take his name and stuff.
Yeah,
that's I don't know.
Fucked up movie. It's not going to make it.
But you know, people are out there are gullible enough. Individuals are smart. Groups of people, fucking stupid.
Yeah, huh?
And they're going to go, oh, wow, I got to vote because it counts. And voting is your right, but the presidential election... You don't matter. It's already decided.
Yeah,
it's already decided.
Wow,
Martha Stewart's going to win.
Is she?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes,
yeah,
so
I would
gonna,
vote for her.
We're all going to learn how to fold towels the right way.
Yeah, she was hot at one time, huh?
Oh God, never. Hot. Not to me.
No.
No.
Never
no.
tried.
I never
to
had the urge to screw my mother.
Well, she didn't look like a mother at one point.
Well, I'm sure she didn't, but. She's got a reputation as being a raging bitch.
Yeah, I know she does. But she's got a hot daughter. Have you ever seen her daughter?
No.
Yeah, she's got a...
I would never want her as a mother-in-law, though.
No.
Never.
No, man, forget about it, you know? But, I mean, you have to admire her for coming out of... emerging from that scandal that she had. Sat in prison, although it was a very nice prison.
Yeah, sat in prison.
Yeah.
Barca Lounger in prison.
And then made a comeback, you know? I mean, made a comeback.
She didn't have to make it. Everything was waiting for her. It wasn't like she had to struggle to start it all over again.
That's
true. It was like she went stepped from one cell to the set.
Yeah. And plus, public opinion sort of like changed, you know? A lot of people were against what she did and stuff. And, you know, it was like some stock trading and shit, you know, like I think she had inside information or something.
Well, you know, a lot of great stock trades are made on inside information. You know, when I play the market, I play it on quote unquote inside information. I belong to a newsletter that I get and it gives me information. It's like, okay, I'm going to go ahead. But I guess inside means like, you know, somebody on the very, very, very inside has this information and tells you. And I'll tell you something. I have a relative that...
Plus, it has to be information that other people can't access. You see, when you got a newsletter, other people can see it.
But I'll tell you, you know, I have relatives that work for a very big computer company. If they came to me and said, you know what, we're going to be releasing this real soon, and you might want to get some of our stock. Guess who's fucking buying stock?
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
But that's insider information.
Yeah, well, you know, hey.
just don't give out the names.
I would not be the first person to do that.
Yeah, no. I mean, and most people. Most people.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Is this my phone?
That is your phone, because mine's off.
And mine, I never have it on. You know, I mean, it's always on vibrate. But I guess this morning I forgot.
You like it on vibrate.
Yes.
I was wondering why you were looking at your crotch.
Let me get off with my phone. All right. Johnny, we're going to take another little break because our guest might be here already. So we're going to go search for them. And we'll be back right after this.
Sounds good.
The phone lines are open on Mornings with Sam and Andrea. Call 818-602-4498 to get on the air. Call now. It's LA Talk Radio. listening to Mornings with Sam and Andrea.
Sam and Andrea.
Exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Ms. Hunter speaking.
Ms. Hunter, how you doing? This is Barab Lemonfield. I'm calling from down here at the community center. What I was calling in reference to was in reference to your daughter. We had a couple of incidents at the pool last week. We spoke with her once about it, but Allison urinated in the pool again today.
She did?
Yes, ma'am. The moment there's any type of foreign chemical or foreign body acids in the water, all the water around her turned purple, and all the other kids freaked out and swam away. And that was the first incident on Tuesday. This time, the incident basically escalated, and I don't want to say that your daughter defecated in the pool, but I know that nobody dropped a candy bar in the pool.
Okay.
And some things I need to go over with you right quick. Basically, what's going to happen, we had to drain the pool earlier today. We're going to need $850 from you in drainage fees because we have to drain the pool and go ahead and get everything sterilized.
Okay.
There were 22 other kids in the pool.
Uh-huh.
We're going to need $1,250 from you for the E. coli testing that we held on all the children today.
$1,250?
Yes, ma'am. In addition to the initial $850, $75 because we have to rechlorinate the water. And finally, we have to sterilize the walls and the base of the pool as well as all of the internal drainage pipe, and that's going to be another $872.
Sir,
have a good time.
You talking about $1,250 plus $850
plus $75 plus $872?
It's no way I can pay that tomorrow. I don't have that type of money.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Ms. Hunter, I understand that, but what you have to understand, we just can't put a garden hose in the pool and let it fill.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't have it.
So let me ask you this: how do you pay your bills during the summer?
By the grace of God.
So you just walk around with all the lights on and just hope that God pays your power bill.
This is my first time hearing about something like this. I don't know what caused Allison to do that.
You know, children are going to be children. That's why we didn't really stress the urination thing. But once it got to the defecation, it caught everybody off guard because it floated over and it bumped another kid on the shoulder and we need to get his shoulder sterilized and everything. The lifeguards didn't know what to do. It was basically a lot of chaos in the pool, and that was all caused by your daughter.
Did she take a laxative? What caused her bowels to move
I don't know. Well, most laxatives make the stool very soft, but this is a pretty solid.
Really? I'm just floored. Do I need to come out there to talk to you?
Well, at best, I'm just going to have to get you up here this evening to help me clean out the pool and help sterilize it.
I'll do that. I mean, I could do that.
Well, as soon as the pool drains out, we're going to have Allison go down there and get the piece of matter herself. We're not going to let anybody on our staff touch that, and we figure that would be a pretty much adequate disciplinary action for her. We're not going to kick her out of the program. But
I would prefer that you just kick her out of the program. I've never had this type of behavior from Alice.
Now, let me ask you about your own parenting skills.
Let me tell you something, sir. One thing I do know is that we pray for her every day, and then she has a prayer of her own. I tell her about her guardian angel that sits on her shoulder.
Does the guardian angel tell her to urinate in the pool?
Oh, no. I said that was saved.
Do you beat your kids?
Well, I used to be a part of that, but I'm trying to do better now.
There's nothing wrong with the beat down. Can I know somebody else you need to beat down?
Who?
Your good friend, April Kia.
Oh!
This Roy Wood Jr. Juliet, what's going on, girl?
I am gonna beat her down.
You know your daughter be peeing in the pool. Juliet, you have
okay.
a great day, girl, okay?
Okay, bye.
Talk to you later.
You're listening to Mornings with Sam and Andrea.
Sam and Andrea.
Exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
And there's a lesson to be learned there.
Yes.
Do not defecate in the pool.
They actually do have to drain a pool when that happens. It happened in Irvine once.
Really?
Yeah, they have to drain the pool,
wow.
Sterilize it, and yeah, because fecal matter is just, you know, it's just,
yeah.
It's nasty.
Oh.
It's nasty.
Oh.
It's safe for monkeys, but not for people.
Yeah, yeah. And but I guess you're lucky if it's just a turd, you know, but if it's soft, forget about it. The whole fucking pool would be.
But everybody pees in the pool. That's what the chlorine's for.
Yeah.
That's what the chlorine's for. But, you know, I'm glad he let her off the hook because I know that woman would have put a beat down on her kid.
Yeah.
Kid would have gone, what? I wasn't even at the pool today.
I
Though
know.
Charges sound about right, too.
Yeah. I think when we get enough nerve, I'm going to start doing some prank calls as well, you know. It's just, I'm the kind of person that I don't want to put people on the spot and that, but it's like so funny, you know. It's just so funny. that we've got to do this sometime.
It's always great to be a witness.
Yeah. I love prank calls. I like how people just fall for that shit, you know.
I wasn't a fan of the Crank Anchor show, though. That didn't do it for me.
No?
No, that never did it for me.
I never watched it even once.
It was the Jerky Boys that did that or something like that. Yeah. And they actually made a movie. It's like, oh, my God, really?
You see, it used to be fun. I remember the Jerky Boys. I remember that now. And they used to be on Howard Stern sometimes, and they were funny. But you're saying in that show they weren't funny.
Well, I just it never did it for me.
Right.
Well,
obviously, it didn't do it for a lot of people because it never lasted.
Yeah, I've got to be more. I mean, like that was a great call,
right?
There, and if that one at the beginning, which I kind of doubt was a prank, I think that was a real call. You know, stuff like that is hilarious.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I just they didn't do it for me. They were too harsh.
Yeah.
I think for a prank call, you gotta build them and keep them, build them and keep them, build them and keep them.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
drop a hammer.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you understand the structure of comedy. That's good. You know?
Yeah, of course I do. I mean, that's how I pay my bills.
Yeah,
which is why Capital One keeps calling me.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, are you feeling the recession? Are you feeling a little tight lately?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a little bit tight. But, you know, I don't know. I'm one of those people that the money's always there. I try not to worry about it that much because you do draw to you what you think about. And if you think about, I got no money, guess what?
Right.
You've got no money.
Yeah.
Things always fall out of the sky for me.
Really?
They really do.
Well, you're very fortunate, you know. Yeah. I mean, to me, I get extremely depressed if things get tight. That's why I let my wife handle all the finances, and now she gets depressed.
I'm a hapless fool when it comes to money. I really am. I'm a Sagittarius. My wife and I are both Sagittarius. You used to see our checkbook. Whew. it's money has never been a worry for me.
Mm.
I don't know why. I just I definitely feel. I mean, I'm not.
But you live nicely, right? I mean,
I don't live opulently,
right?
But I've got a big screen and DirecTV.
Well, there you go.
You know, I got high-speed internet and three computers at the house and two cars. And
yeah, so you're living comfortably.
I'm living nice. You know, if I want to buy a six-pack of beer, I don't have to go by price. I go by what I want to drink.
Right. Yeah. I know. Because a lot of people are feeling it, you know, talking to people and stuff. You know, things are very tight. You know, business is slowing down and everything.
Well,
so.
The gas is killing everything. People go, it's just expensive, you know, to put gas in my car. No, the post office is going to feel it because, you know, why they're not running on compressed natural gas by now, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean, they should really convert that whole fleet because they got cars in every friggin' city, on every road, every day.
That's true.
They should not be burning gas.
They should be the first ones to figure something out.
Exactly. You know, freight, everything that involves, you know, moving something, gas prices are going to make everything go up higher. But no, I see it happening. It's we're in a recession without a doubt.
Yeah.
Now the thing is, can we stay out of a depression?
Yeah. And the question is how deep it is, you know, and the news is starting to not look so good, you know. I mean, with the values of houses dropping like this, you know, so it's not just the oil. I agree with you. That's the most important thing and the most prominent right now. But I think with the housing, too, you know, if you had a house and you lost one-third of the value, you'd be pretty depressed.
But one-third of that value was inflated to begin with.
That's true.
When prices were at $1 million for a three-bedroom home in Culver City, come on, Culver City?
Yeah.
Three bedrooms? And you want me to pay $1 million? No.
Yeah.
No. But, I mean, like our apartment building has four vacancies right now.
Oh, yeah?
Three of them have been vacant since the beginning of the year.
Wow.
And I know that at the end of this month, they're going to try and hit me with a rent increase for my annual. I'm going to tell them, not unless you want a fifth empty apartment. How much money is that bringing in?
Yeah.
It's hitting everybody. Yeah. It is. It's hitting everybody.
It really is, you know. And especially with the gas. I mean, you know, it's like, it's amazing. What is it, like $80, $75 I paid to fill my car? And, you know, I mean, it goes in a few days. It's gone.
That's why I take the train.
You're very smart, and you're fortunate that the train is not too far from you.
I am fortunate. Once again, hapless.
There you are.
I'm just one dumb son of a bitch stumbling through life. I really am.
We have the luckiest man in the world right here.
Am I rich? No. But am I taken care of? Apparently.
Yeah.
But the train is getting packed.
Yeah.
And I find that to be a good thing. More people using the mass transit is very good for the mass transit company is going to start turning a profit. B, that's less cars on the road, that's less gas being bought, that's one big middle finger to the oil companies.
Right.
But, folks, if you're taking the train, when you get on the train, this especially in the afternoon after a full day of work, fart before you get on the train. Fart.
What a great idea.
Fart before you even enter the station. Because those doors close, we are trapped, and someone always drops ass.
Really?
Always. And then we have, I mean, you see everybody just, you know, just start wincing their nose.
Oh.
And then we wait for the next station for the doors to open because we get a rush of air. And it's like, what'd you have? Indian food? Stop that. It is rude to fart on it. You know, just like farting in an elevator. You don't do that.
Yeah,
you
really mean,
have some class.
Yeah.
Have some class.
Yeah. You expect class in this town? I don't think so.
I always blame anybody different than me.
Yeah. That's a good way to
I
do it.
I look around going, it's either the old man, the Mexican woman, or her kid. There was a lady changing her kid's diaper on the train.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
Changing her kid's
shitty diaper
on the train.
Wow.
It's like, that is wrong.
Yeah.
That is, and she's looking at it, it's like, you know, we have to put up with it. It's like, you know.
Yeah, no, like, fuck you.
Keep
you
your
know?
Legs closed next time.
Yeah. Yeah, or just fucking wait till you get off the train.
That was ridiculous.
Man.
Well, you don't understand what it's like having kids. Oh, really? I got one that graduated college and another one out of high school. I know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I never change their diapers in a public place. Excuse me, I'm at Denny's. I slide everything across the table, lay my kid up there on the table and change it. No, just don't.
Yeah. Do you get offended by women that breastfeed in public?
My wife does. It doesn't bother me so much. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I mean, I don't look at it going, ooh, boob, because that boob's full of milk. So...
But it's a boob nevertheless.
It is a boob, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, but I'll look, and if they say, what are you looking at? It's like, well, fuck it. You know.
Looking at the tit.
Yeah.
I don't see why anybody would be offended by this. I mean, this is so natural, you know? And everybody loves breasts anyway. So what's offensive about it?
My wife doesn't like it. My wife thinks that it is so wrong. She does not like it at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's just... something that she just... Well, my wife doesn't want to have children or anything like that.
No, huh?
She likes my kids because they're
well,
adults.
Well, you guys are, you know, you've grown up a little bit. Is that our guest there? I mean, do you see who it is?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Somebody's smiling. They're pretty. Come on in.
Yeah. Okay. Hi. Wow, she brought a guitar and everything.
Oh, yeah, you know. and you know, I have a son dressed just like that. You look much better in it than I do.
All right, well, we're going to take a little break so we can get our guests situated here, and we'll be back right after this.
In a world where shitty talk radio proliferates the internet, two people have joined up to save the world.
Save the world.
It's Mornings with Sam and Andrea, only on LA Talk Radio.
Back.
Hello, this is Borat Sakiev, a journalist from Kazakhstan. I listen to internets all over the world, and I love when silly Jews talk about stuff they have no idea, with very hot pieces of ass sitting across from them. And that's why I tune into Sam and Andrea, with a show called Mornings. It's very nice. Bye-bye.
Okay, so welcome back to the show. Of course, we don't have Andrea. We have Johnny Dam.
There you go. The Reverend us. In the house.
The Reverend's in the house. That T-shirt, is that Sublime?
No, Misfits.
Misfits. That's right. Yeah, yes. Like a skull.
Never heard any of their music.
No.
I listen to Tool, but I just love the shirt. It just, you know, people look at me like, "What are you, 12?" Yes, I act it.
Well, we do have a guest in the house. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Tiff Randall.
Tiff Randall. And you're a musician.
Yes.
Right? You're a singer.
Yep, and a songwriter.
And a songwriter, too.
Yep.
So you brought us some music here. Did you write all your music?
I did.
Really?
Yep.
Both lyrics and music?
Lyrics and music.
Wow.
And produced and engineered it in my home studio.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, are you originally from L.A., or did you move here to make a career?
I just moved here recently from New York. I was living in New York City. Yep.
Really?
And I just moved here 2 months ago, but I've been bi-coastal since last summer.
So, really?
Yeah.
Well, you should have told me. Maybe we could have exchanged houses or something, because I'm dying to move to New York now.
Are you?
Yeah, I love New York.
I love New York. I hate winters. That's why I live here.
Yeah.
I hate winters.
Yeah, but there's just so much to do there in New York, you know?
There
I mean, don't you find L.A. to be like a cemetery compared to that?
No, not at all. I mean, I love L.A. That's why I'm here now.
Yeah.
It's a nice change of pace.
Yeah.
I love being able to, you know, take 10-minute drive and go for a hike or go to the beach.
Yeah.
And then also
it's
have
a different
the city.
Lifestyle. Yeah. It's
it
a
is.
Different lifestyle.
Wait. 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Maybe on a Sunday morning.
I live right in Hollywood.
So do I.
Right near
so do I. I'm born and raised out here. There ain't no 10 minutes to the beach.
Well, maybe you caught a good
to the
day.
Beach. 10 minutes to the hill.
I love that name, Tiff Randall. Sounds like a country western star. I'm Tiff Randall.
Yeah. So what kind of music is it? Tell us a little about it before we listen.
It is adorable and powerful pop. It's kind of got a little like classy like 50s, 60s pop Motown vibe, like a little June Carter, Kate Bush kind of vibe.
I could see that just by the way you know, your appearance. I mean, you're just like all very nice and popish. but you got like that 60s housewife look going for you too. Very sexy.
60s
very very
housewife.
Sexy.
I'm so offended.
Oh no, don't be. It was a compliment. It was a compliment.
No, it's like a classical look, you know? I mean, yeah, it's
thank
nice.
You.
Yeah.
My wife's
No, you're very pretty. Very pretty.
My wife's on Mad Men right now for AMC.
Yeah.
And so she comes home every day with her hair all bouffant up. It's like, "Honey, come here." Come here.
Oh, that's funny, man. So let me ask you this. Have you recorded when you were in New York, too? Is this where you recorded this stuff and then you moved here?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what prompted you to move here? Is there no chances in New York for a musical career?
No, I think I was just ready for a change of scenery, and a lot of people are just pulling me to come out to L.A., and a lot of there's a really great entertainment community here, and it's right now the way that the whole entertainment community is going, it's very meshing. It's meshing together. So being where there's also a lot of people in film and TV is a great place to be if you're a songwriter and a musician.
Yeah. So have you made connections and everything here?
I sure have.
Really?
Oh, I bet you
good
have.
For you.
No, you are adorable. I know my wife's probably listening, hon. You know you're the only
that's
one in my
okay.
heart.
Our wives are not supposed to listen, but
well, my wife has a show on the station as well, so she listens. But no, you've got everything going for you. You got the personality, you got the looks, you carry yourself well, you're very confident. You're good to go.
And there's
thank
probably
you.
Good music coming up too. So and you brought a guitar. I mean, I'm not gonna let you I'm not going to make it so she brought it for nothing. So we'll let her play, but we'll get to that maybe after a break or something.
Awesome.
You can get situated and stuff. But let's, without further ado, let me just reach for this here. So you've got, this is what you call an EP, right?
Yes.
And how many songs are on here?
Five songs.
Five songs.
It's called Kiss Me, Kiss Me.
Kiss Me, Kiss Me.
And it's available on iTunes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And this picture is what you're almost eating the mic here, but it's pretty cool.
It's tasty.
Yeah. So okay, name. So what song should we start with? Which one do you like?
Kiss Why Me, don't Kiss you, Me. Yeah, start with Kiss Me, Kiss Me.
Okay, so let's put that on. This is Tiffany Randall, and let's see what we've got here. Beautiful, beautiful.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Tight. Huh? Very, very tight.
You've got some voice on you, let me tell you. And
thank you.
The song itself, you wrote the whole thing, huh?
Yeah.
It's not an easy song to compose. I mean, it's got like the different sections of it, you know, that are like a little different.
Yeah.
Very complex.
It's not your like simple bubblegum song, you know. So when did you write this song?
I wrote it last summer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And have you been into music all your life, pretty much?
I have.
Really?
When I wrote this song, I write a lot in the middle of the night. Like, I'll just kind of wake up and have a spit of inspiration. So
really?
I woke up in the middle of the night. I think I watched like the Cole Porter movie or something the night before.
Uh-huh.
So I just woke up in the middle of the night and jumped on my piano, and it just popped out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you play the piano in addition to the guitar?
I do. I play piano. Piano is my primary instrument. Guitar, I just mess around on drums a little bit too.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're obviously, pretty accomplished. I mean, look at this. The songs are published by Gotcha Randall Publishing. So that's yours, obviously.
It's my publishing company.
Wow.
Yep.
Written, engineered, and produced by you. Wow. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, well, I want to ask how old you are, but you seem pretty young. I mean, to have accomplished so much. That's
Thank
amazing.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was really amazing process doing it, because I had actually not produced anything or engineered anything myself before.
Right.
And I had a band before in New York, a rock band, and I co-produced a lot of our stuff and led that project. But then I felt this pull to do a solo record, and I just felt like there was something in me that just needed to come
the
out.
The voice.
Yeah, it was that. And I just put myself into the studio not having any idea what was going to come out or how I was going to accomplish it. And I just played.
Really?
Just played and played and played for months. And it was the most incredible experience of my life.
Wow.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I've been in recording studios myself and stuff, and it is a lot of fun working with music. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you decided to move here, and you moved. Did you move on your own, or did you have some support? Or
I did move on my own. Mm-hmm. Although I'm very fortunate because my godmother lives here.
Oh, nice.
LA, so it's made it really easy for me to make transition and.
Wow. Right.
So, yeah, she's great.
Godparents are actually supposed to do something? Boy, am I glad I said no every time I was asked.
She's awesome. She's so very wild and it's a lot of fun
great.
To live with, yeah.
Great. And have you met some great people since you've been here?
I have met so many amazing people. I mean, the you know, people always talk about the West Coast. It was the whole East Coast, West Coast thing.
Right.
And so people are always like, oh, you're in the West Coast, or people flaky. Blah. I have had nothing but just really incredible people that I've met.
There are
out
many
here.
Good people in town, definitely.
I'm either really fortunate or everybody's lying.
Yeah. you got a good vibe going with you. So, you know, people around you want to commit to whatever they tell you. I mean,
yeah.
I had a co-host lasted 4 shows with me.
Yeah. And she didn't have good vibes.
No, she was from New York, moved to L.A. to be an actor, and every time she was on the show, I hate L.A.
Oh, my God.
It's like,
on L.A. Talk Radio.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm here to talk about how I hate L.A.
4 shows. She lasted 4 shows.
Yeah. and she's not the only one either on the station.
God.
But these people are going, yeah.
So do you miss New York?
I do miss New York. I miss my friends. I'm going to go back for a few weeks in July and play. I'm playing three shows, actually, a couple acoustic shows at Rockwood Music Hall and one at Mercury Lounge. So it'll be really good to be back there for a few weeks and soak it in again.
Yeah.
But it's a good change.
July, that's when the gum starts to soften.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's a nasty month in New York, but, you know. Kind of a nasty month here too.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So and you don't have the demeanor of a New Yorker, you know. That's why you know, you kind of belong here, you know. Maybe you were born to live in California.
Maybe I was.
Yeah.
When everybody started popping up around me saying, you know, you really ought to move to LA. You got to move to LA. I was like, okay.
I'll move to LA.
You know, once the 20th person says it.
Time to do it.
It's time to do it.
Yeah.
I'm procrastinating.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, it's awesome. And how did you meet the right people? Like, do you have an agent? Do you have...
I have an attorney in New York, and he's great. So he's put me in touch with a lot of great people. And then I just have songwriter friends that I partnered with. I'd do a lot of songwriting over the phone with people in LA.
Uh-huh.
And so when I started making the bi-coastal move, I just put out an email and called to everyone I knew and said, who would I need to meet in LA? And people just were so generous of putting me in touch with people. It's
nice.
Been great.
Like I said, she's got that good vibe and aura going for her. And I'm not a metaphysical person at all. I'm reverend in name only. But my denomination is hundreds, by the way.
Yeah. He's a reverend, believe it or not.
But you walked in, there was this, the room got brighter. I'm sure Sam would agree with me.
I think Johnny's fallen in love here.
No, if I might say so myself. No, I have my one true love.
Yeah, you do, but you're enamored.
Wife number 4.
You're enamored with Tiffany. But that's fine.
I probably have a daughter her age.
but no, that's fine.
I appreciate that.
He's right. You are glowing. You have that thing about you, you know, which obviously helps. You know, it opens doors and stuff. You know.
Yeah.
And so that's awesome, Johnny. Any questions?
Well, what was it that you when you got here? What was the first thing you realized you had to do that you that completely threw you?
The first thing that I realized I had to do.
Besides
buy gas.
Yeah, and get a car, huh?
A lot of gas.
I looked at the gas. I'm like, $4.57.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is it not that high in New York now? It's probably the same.
Who needs a car in New
York?
That's true.
You ride the subway and walk everywhere.
That's true.
I take the subway here every day.
Do you?
Yeah, I live at I live right by the Hollywood Bowl, so I take the Hollywood
Highland
train.
Well, that's nice. I mean, I wish that that would work, but
yeah. We don't have a lot of public transportation to think of, to speak about in this town. That's
yeah.
for sure.
Well, I mean, it's funny. In New York, you complain about the subway, and everybody's like, oh, the subway, the L train takes forever, blah, blah, blah. And then you're in New York, and the traffic takes forever, or
yes.
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah, I would never own a car in New York. I mean, it's crazy.
I don't even drive my car here anymore. And, yeah. you know, unless I got a comedy gig a night, then you know,
yeah.
trains don't run all night long, but... I wish we had the system New York has. Because in New York, you can stand next to a CEO mm-hmm. or a vice president of some bank on the subway. Not here.
Yeah.
you got well, people, no, you just meet you got people at the coffee shop.
you got people holding their brooms and their kids on the subway here. I had a lady, her bag full of cleaning. She was on her way to work. Her bag full of cleaning supplies and a broom went sliding down the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
It was a baby attached to her right here.
Oh, yeah?
And it was bring your fetus to work day, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know. New York is just so much lively. As far
it's
as
a
I'm concerned,
fun
you know,
town.
You well, go there. The nightlife just starts at 10, 11 o'clock.
Oh,
here,
that's true.
Here, you can't find anywhere to eat at 10
that's
o'clock.
That's part of why I moved.
To save oneself?
yeah. I was like, okay, this isn't a good look anymore. Time to get a gym membership and a personal trainer named Mustafa. go for hikes. But I will say, you know, what I love about New York is the liveliness of it. You can go anywhere. You can go to museums any day. You can go to a jazz concert just down the block. And it's so amazing because everything's so close and you can experience so much in such a short amount of time.
Right, right. And you get to walk a lot, so you do experience things. You know, here when you're in the car, you don't experience anything, you know.
That's true. You experience your cell phone.
Yeah.
There you go. By the way, starting July 1st, you better have a headset.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So have you been to Disneyland yet? I got to ask you.
I haven't.
You haven't?
I've been to Disney World in Florida, though.
Okay, then. I've been to both. Disney World's much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Listen, before we run out of time, we have about 20 minutes left. I do want to give you a chance to play your guitar if you're
absolutely.
Up to it. So let's play another song from your EP in the meantime while you get situated here.
Great.
Which one should we play? Number two? Number three?
Let's see. Why don't you play Half a Second, number three.
Half a Second, number three.
And also just mention that I'm actually playing Hotel Cafe on Sunday, June 22nd.
Oh, cool.
At 7:45.
And where's Hotel Cafe?
It is on Cahuenga, mm-hmm. right at Hollywood.
Oh, okay. So it is Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know exactly
where it is. Yeah, if you're walking down Hollywood Boulevard, you've got the coast to your back, you're going to mm-hmm. turn right on Cahuenga.
I see.
And then
okay.
right into the Hotel Cafe.
Oh,
yep.
Nice. And you'll be there when?
I'll be there on Sunday, June 22nd, this coming Sunday at 7:45.
Wow.
Is there a RSVP, VIP, get in free list?
Well, if you email me and we'll see what we can work out. Just get on my website. It's TiffanyRandol.com, RANDOL.
Right. I was asking for us, the privileged few, not the listeners.
Oh, okay. Well, hell yeah.
All right, so we're going to play another track from Tiffany's album. It's called Half a Second. And she's going to get situated with her guitar, and we'll be back right after this.
I'm losing your side. wanna know, what's it gonna be? What's it gonna be?
Wow, what a song.
And totally, I'm blown away.
Yeah.
Literally blown away.
Wonderful. And now we're going to get to have Tiffany play us live. Oh, what the hell is this? Okay.
That is track four. Yeah.
All right. So, and what song are you going to play for us, Tiffany?
This song is called Hammer Away.
Hammer Away. Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead and hammer away.
All right. I will. So this will be on the full album.
Oh, okay.
Out, yeah.
All right.
Hammer away at my heart, I say. Hammer away all day. Hammer away at my heart, I say. Hammer away all day. And I forgive you, my man, although I don't understand. And I will forgive you, my man, love you till the end. Hammer away at my heart, I say, hammer away. Hammer away at my heart, I say, hammer away all day. And I will forgive you, my man, although I don't understand. And I will forgive you, my man, and love you too. One to go to bed. She's watching over my sleepy head. 'Cause she knows she's the one who will heal that little piece inside at my heart, I say, hammer away all day. Hammer away at my heart, I say, hammer away all day. And I will forgive you, my man, although I don't understand. I will forgive you, my man, and love you till the end.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And may I just add, fucking wow. Okay. Let's. Who's saying Bobby McGee?
Janis Joplin.
That's. The name was there. I couldn't grab it. You have that quality tenfold. Yeah. That was phenomenal.
It really is. I mean, your voice is amazing and the style of the music. You're right. I mean, it's that type of music, you know. And you don't hear much of it anymore, unfortunately.
No.
You know?
No, real. I mean, there's something behind that. That wasn't just words you wrote on a paper. That was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who hurt you? Who hurt you?
Mickey James. My bass player.
By the way, I wanted to mention the bass line in the first song we played was good, too. I love the bass line.
Oh, my God. He's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the best.
Well, he'll teach you to get involved with the musicians you work with. You
I
know?
Love him to death.
Comics are even worse, trust
Pain
me.
Pain and all. I'm glad for the album.
Yeah. So you're not in that band anymore, right? Your solo
Oh, so no,
much.
That was, he's playing on my solo record.
Oh.
My old band was called Valise.
I see. Okay. Yeah. All right. You need to get closer now. Get a little closer.
Yeah,
you
get up on that mic just a little bit there.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was incredible.
So you got involved with the drummer, too. Oh, you see, that's why you have to be a rocker, man. You get beautiful women. So.
You know, as a comic on the road, I had a lot of it thrown at me, but it's like I always knew the comic that was there the week before. Yeah, I'm not touching you because he was here. Usually it was right behind Doug Stanhope, so I know he touched everything.
Oh. Well, with us in the studio is Tiffany Randall, of course, and I love your music. It's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
You have two new fans.
Yay.
Possibly four, I think, because our guests that just came in were blown away, too.
Yeah, awesome. And we don't obviously have enough microphones, and I don't want to take the spotlight away from Tiffany. We only have a couple moments left, but we do have a couple of people here who are going to do a show. So on Thursdays, starting next week, there's going to be a show with Mr. Handsome and Winobi.
Winobi.
And Winobi. Okay.
I just call her Algebra for short.
Yeah.
Winobi.
Yeah. And Johnny, what's the name of their show?
If I recall, Lesbi Friends.
Lesbi
Friends. I do believe a very funny man came up with that name. Who was it again?
His name is Johnny Dam.
Gorgeous eyes. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Tiffany, get back to the mic. We are not done yet.
All right.
So,
I love your look. Is that your look on stage as well? Because that's just such a great. Yeah. Oh.
She's wearing sundress, a white sundress.
It's just plain and simple, but elegant.
Yeah.
Well, this is a daytime dress.
Yeah, Johnny.
When you're a musician, you've got it. Yeah. I mean, I can't go up there. I mean, when you see me on stage, I wear a shirt and a tie and a pair of slacks. Right. You know, I don't look like you've got to look good.
Yeah, you do.
And your look fits your music.
Thank you.
Very well.
So you got the full package. You're ready to go, and I know you're going to make it big. And don't forget about us when you do make it to the top.
I will not. And please come. You guys can absolutely be guests on Sunday.
Oh, okay. I'm taking that. We can walk there. So my wife and I are going to come down.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And plug it again, please.
Oh, yes. So it's my name's Tiffany Randall, and that's Randol. And my record's on iTunes, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. And the show is on Sunday, June 22nd at Hotel Cafe at 7:45.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
And you can find me on MySpace or online. You just type in my name. Easy.
Great. And you'll give us the link afterwards, and we'll put a link on the website for you as well.
Thank you.
So we'll do anything we can help you because LA welcomes visitors. And
website. You have a website.
I do.
Sorry, Sam. Didn't mean to interrupt.
TiffanyRandall.com. TiffanyRandall.com.
Perfect. Awesome. Perfect. And another smart person who took their own name as a domain name. Many people, surprisingly, have not to this day gotten their own domain name. And it baffles me, you know?
JohnnyDam.com.
JohnnyDam.com.
There you go.
Yeah, so Johnny, you're gonna be doing your show today?
Yes, the Damage Report today with Stephanie Paul and John Huck. Comedian John Huck will be our guest. Going to be talking about anything social and political, commentary and satire.
That's cool. You know? I love when Stephanie's here.
Fall in love with the First Amendment all over again.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
Al Sharpton can bite me.
And he will, too.
You know, he can bring as many protesters as he wants outside my house. He's only getting a dime from me.
All right. So to wrap it up, one more thing I wanted to mention is, TJ is not going to be in today. He had to take care of some business with wifey.
Ah, yes.
Of course, they're pregnant, and they want to make sure everything's working out. Okay.
I just can't picture TJ as a daddy.
No, huh?
I love the guy dearly, but I just can't. Another Republican is born.
I think he'll grow into it. He's cool. He's cool.
I love TJ. He's
love
a good guy.
TJ to death. So there won't be TJ. We'll have a replay, of course. And let's see, what do we have today? Later on, we have at 4 o'clock. We have Living Vivaciously with Nikisha Michelle, and then we have Gary Garver at five to seven. So stay tuned for all of that. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place.
You're listening to Mornings with Sam and Andrea.
Sam and Andrea.
Exclusively on LA Talk Radio.